The first aliyah of Parshas Bo begins with the words, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro." God commands Moshe to go to Paro, but uses the language which would normally translate to "come to Paro." And here the Medrash has a comment referring to the pasuk in Tehillim, "Hashem b'or panecha yahaleichun," and the Maharam Shik explains that this is a reference to this language of "bo" instead of "leich," and it is meant to convey that Hashem is going with him. That just as we see that Moshe was concerned about his being an Arel Svasayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was conveying to him that he is coming along with him and he shouldn't feel that he is alone. And here we find a reference to the idea that the Makos are taking on a different nature, that there is no longer an attempt to change Paro's mind because he has established that he's not going to change his mind. And therefore, the Makos are more for the purpose of conveying the message of God's power and the Kiddush Hashem that is involved. And the Psukim convey that. As I share, Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim, V'as also Sai, Asher Samti Vam, V'yadatem k'ani Hashem. It should be known that I am God. And there is an indication here that Moshe had the control to choose the nature of this Makkah, and perhaps some explain that has to do with the fact that the Makkah had a different purpose, and therefore Moshe had some autonomy to guide what would bring about that purpose. But here we find, connected with that, one more reference to this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened Paro's heart, Ki ani hichbadati es libo, v'es lev avadav. And this is a topic of much discussion among the Rishonim. How exactly is this consistent with the idea of free will, the axiomatic notion that everyone has Bechira Chavshis and can choose what it is that they want to do? And how can it be that Paro can be punished for his actions if God hardened his heart? So here there are many approaches. There are some who suggest, like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ralbag, that kings are different, that rulers have different policies applied to them because of the impact on world history, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu guides their decisions as he is guiding history. However, that only explains part of it, because if that would be the case, so then why should Paro be punished for these decisions? Even if his decisions had to go in a certain direction, it wouldn't necessarily explain why he should be punished for it. The Sefer HaYikarim and others suggest that the hardening of his heart was actually to preserve his free will, because had Paro changed his mind or done tshuva because of the Makos, so then that would not have been the real him. That would have been something even less than tshuva meira, as he understands it. It would have been only giving in to the pressure. The Maharal and the Sefer Nesivos Olam notes that tshuva is because a person can claim that the averus that he did didn't reflect the real person inside. But here it would be quite the opposite, that if the Makos forced his hand, so then that would have been the artificial him, and the resolve to be able to stand firm is actually what allowed his real personality to emerge. And there is, of course, the notion that the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Vav Halach Aleph, and the Ramban also discusses that as much as one has free will to choose his moral path, but once one has chosen his path, so then he has to pay the consequences for those choices. And the idea that tshuva is a possibility, so that is a gift. And one can make decisions that pushes him away from the option of tshuva. And Paro deserved to have tshuva withheld from him al pidin because of his averos. Tshuva itself is an act of rachmanis. And this is similar to what the Gemara says about someone who recites echteva ashuv. If somebody says that I will sin and I plan to do tshuva afterwards, so then he doesn't have the opportunity to do tshuva, because tshuva is not always a given, and one can make decisions that places him far away from the possibility of tshuva. And that itself is justice, because it wouldn't be justice if one always had the possibility of simply escaping the consequence of his decisions by immediately pivoting and taking a different path. The Tashbetz writes that one has natural inclinations, but he also has the freedom to go against them, and because Paro failed to utilize his free will, so he lost it. This is similar to what the Meiri writes in his Chibur HaTshuva, that Paro did this to himself by refusing to transcend his nature. We also find, as many note, that in the earlier Makos, Paro was the one who was hardening his own heart. And later on, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hardening his heart. And this is reflective of the idea that Paro took himself down this path. And once he established that that's where he's going, so then as a consequence of that, so God made it even harder for him to change path. And that itself is justice. This is an idea that is similar to what was expressed by Rav Dessler in his Michtav Meliyahu of the Nekuda Sabechira, that even though there is a concept of free will, but that doesn't mean that all options are always open, and the path that we are on dictates the options that are available to us at any given moment, and the decisions that we have made in the past narrow sometimes the options that are available, and we have to pay a price for these decisions. So here we find that Paro, because he chose to harden his own heart and to go down a path of evil, so it is only just that the opportunity to immediately turn in a different direction shouldn't be available to him, and especially because of the need for the world to see the signs of the Makos and to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, so then these subsequent Makos are going to have to take place.